It's a stunning Friday afternoon here in the Mother City. Wish we had taken our equipment and set up shop outside, just to do an outside broadcast for you to get a feel of what the sights and sounds of Cape Town is like at this time of the year. Hello again from me, Rav Ornsmit. Good to have you along on A Sure Thing as we look ahead to the weekend's racing action around the country. Tomorrow, we're of course looking forward to racing at the country course of Hollywood Bets Durbanville, and then we wrap it all up on Sunday with another Race Coast meeting, this time we're in Durban. We're at Hollywood Bets Greyville for a 10-race program. Yep, you heard me right. 10 races on the turf on Sunday afternoon. So we're off to a very bright and early start at 12.05. Make sure you're on with your free Hollywood Bet Punter Challenge entry by then. By the time the noon gun goes at 12, those need to be through. You had to put your selections on and play the bet slip. Very important to play the bet slip, because that's what puts you in line for that mammoth 1 million rand jackpot prize that is on offer. Right, let's keep the short, sweet, to the point. There are 10 races. I do think in certain instances, the cream will rise to the top, but we'll get to that as we get to those races. Later on in the program, I do think that we're going to be off on a winning note, and I'm looking no further than number 6, Oklahoma Girl, as my first choice selection in the opener on Sunday afternoon. A maiden plate fillies and mares, where there are 16 runners carded, so 14 of them are carded to run with 2 reserves, and just check on those reserves prior to us getting to Sunday, and make sure that you've got all the necessary car changes in once you start following the meeting. So what I like about Oklahoma Girl, I think this horse has got the most improvement to come. I like the way that this horse moved up last time out, just got pipped on the post. I do think with that run under the belt, any amount of improvement is expected. So Oklahoma Girl is going to be a hard horse to beat. I'm going 6 Oklahoma Girl to beat number 8 Sadi Sweep. For third, I'm going with number 1 Levitator, and fourth, number 3, Penna Nom. Second race, maiden plate, where 9 runners will line up at the 1,000-meter mark. In this race, you can get 2-1 about number 8, Bombardier Boy. 4-1, number 9, Mfetu. 4-1, number 4, Mystic Dancer. 4.5, 5-1, number 3, Sinio Resferio. And it's 5-1 about number 7, Amber Light. You probably could make a case for each and every one of the 5 runners that I've just mentioned, because any one of those 5 wouldn't surprise me if they were to unsettle in the number 1 box. I ever like the look of number 4, Mystic Dancer. I do think there's much more improvement to come from this runner. Capella Mazzaniani now rides for Robbie Hill. This horse hung in the closing stages last time out, got bumped at the 600. The only reservation I have about Mystic Dancer is the fact that it's been off the track for so long. Returns after a 33-week break. Now, is this horse going to need the run, or is this horse going to come out fresh? That is the question, and only Sunday will tell us. I'm hoping that this horse would have strengthened up in the time it has been off, and I wrote here, if not to green on the bend, she will give the boys a run for their money. So I'm going 4 Mystic Dancer to beat number 3, Senior Resferio. For third, I'm going with number 7, Amber Alert, and fourth, number 9, Mfetu. Third race on the card is a maiden plate, fillies and mares. This run over 1,600 metres, and this will be the opening leg of the place accumulator. 12 runners will line up at the 1,600 metre mark for this maiden plate for fillies and mares. Run over 1,600. Where am I going? 2.27 each of 2 in this race. Number 1, She's a Rocket. 7, Annie Song. They're both 2.27-1. 3.57-1. Number 6, Cool Wind, from an opening call of 4-1. You can then get 5-1, number 8, Lemon Time. And 3, Aurelian, is at 6.25-1, 7.1, 4-1, and upwards bar those. I like the favourite. Good to see Sean Veal back on board for Hollywood Racing. He rides number 7, Annie's Song. That's the one I'm siding with. The Gareth on Sale Yard has been in devastating form of late. Now, despite losing 1 length last time out, was staying on at the business end of affairs. I do think would have come on with the benefit of that last run under the belts. And with Sean Veal back on board, I do think we can expect a good run and necessary assistance from the saddle. Also, should enjoy the step up to 1,600 metres. So I'm going 7, Annie Song, to beat 1, She's a Rocket, 9, Baltic Corsair, and 8, Lemon Time. We move on to race 4, first leg of the pick 6. This is a D-stakes, where 11 runners will line up at the 1,600-meter mark. Having a look at the antipodes market, wide open affair, this one. Number 10, Sail to the Moon, is at 5-1. In fact, top of the boards is number 6, Gorgeous Dude, at 2.86-1. Then it's 4-1, number 3, Global Movement. 5-1, number 10, Sail to the Moon. Next on offer, 6.25-1, number 2, Lulu the Legend. 6.25-1, number 1, Send Me. And then you can get 8.33-1 and upwards the others. Again, I'm going to side with the favorite. I'm going with number 6, Gorgeous Dude. This horse is ideally course and distance suited. For 2 runs, has finished 2nd and 3rd thus far. And if one were to take the form lines into account, that last run when this horse finished behind the mask finished 0.8 lengths behind the winner. Now, this horse does renew rivalry with one or two others. I know Bomb Bomb also comes out of that form line of the mask. And so too does number 10, Sail to the Moon. However, Sail to the Moon does meet number 6, Gorgeous Dude, on worse terms than they met last time out, because Gorgeous Dude, for a 0.3 length beating, is now 0.5 lengths better off at the weights. So that pretty much brings them together. However, I think Gorgeous Dude will probably go a little bit beyond just bringing them together, because I do think this horse is a model of consistency and could be rewarded accordingly. So I'm going 6, Gorgeous Dude, to beat number 7, Iron Will. For 3rd, I'm going number 10, Sail to the Moon. And 4th, number 1, Send Me. We move on to race number 5. This is leg 1 of Jackpot 1. And race 5 on the program happens to be a Class 4 Benchmark 80. 12 runners will line up at the 1900 meter mark. Let's have a look at the anti-post call in this race. It is 3.03-1, number 11, Continental Express. 4-1, number 4, Spectacular. 6.25-1, number 9, Rodriguez. Number 3, Papa C's at 7.1, 4-1. And it's 10-1 and better, bar those quoted. Once again, a wide open looking contest. A case can be made for a number of them. I'm siding with Dean Kannemeyer and Craig Zakia, and I'm going with number 11, Continental Express. This horse should have no problem with the drop back in trip. If one looks at those last 2 runs, he won both of them over 2,400 metres. Last time out, he ran on very, very strongly, picking them off one by one in the run to the wire. And the run before that, he was up there from the get-go, and he cruised into victory, keeping all the challenges at bay. So this horse actually showed he's a little bit versatile in the way that he can race. I do think that with the Scanamay Yard in such devastating form of late, and with Craig Zaki on board, nothing stopping him from bringing up the hat-trick. So I'm going 11 Continental Express, 8 of number 3, Papa C. For 3rd, I'm going with number 5, Ricardo, and 4th, number 9, Rodriguez. Race 6 on the card, Sea Stakes, Fillies and Mares. 10 runners will line up at the 1,900-meter mark. Let's have a look at the antipodes market. Here you can get 3.03-1 each of 3. 2, Princess Palace. 3, Our Lady Fate. Number 5, La Madalena. They're all priced up 3.30-1. Next on offer is 5, Redou at 5-1. 10, Pink Diamond at 6.25-1. And you can get 10-1 and upwards bar those. Once again, a wide open looking affair, especially if one looks at the antipodes market. 3.03-1 each of 3. I'm looking for the value, and my value bet on this card happens to be number 10, Pink Pigeon. I think this horse should have no problem over 1900 meter mark. Was staying on at the finish in those last couple of starts. Though that last win, I thought, was certainly a win full of merit. Ran on nicely, came from last, picked them all off one by one in the run to the wire. Has got the services of a 2.5 claiming apprentice and boot on board. Has got a nice galloping weight of 54 kilograms. And I do think that this horse, Pink Diamond, will give us a good each way run for our money. So that's the selection here, 10 Pink Diamond, ahead of 8 Redou. For 3rd, I'm going with number 5, La Madalena, and 4th, number 3, Our Lady Fate. Race 7 is leg 1 of Jackpot 2. Race 7 happens to be a Class 4 at a benchmark of 82, where 14 runners will line up at the 1400 meter mark. Again, a wide open affair. In fact, if I'm not mistaken, you can get 5-1 the field, 4 Treaty of Paris, 10 Dapper, 5 Lion's Eye, all quoted 5 to 1. You can then get 8.33 to 1, 11 Town Crier, 8.33 to 1, 13 White Seahorse, and 10 to 1 and upwards are those quoted. Now, I know my good friend Mr. Howells has given us his comments for this meeting. And every time I've gone through this race, Dapper keeps jumping out the page at me. This horse really is a model of consistency. Lost the length last time out, shifted, got bumped to the 900. Everything that could go wrong did go wrong, but look where he finished. He finished second best in his last start. Guaranteed he will be competitive if he jumps on terms and he gets into a good position. He's got 2.5 kilo claiming apprentice Mbutu on board. And let's see, my good friend Mr. Howells, what does he say? He says that Dapper, race 7, number 10, if jumping on terms, will give a very good account of himself. That is good enough for me. I'm going 10 Dapper to beat number 12 Al Dante. For third, I'm going with 4 Treaty of Paris, and fourth, number 5 Lion's Eye. Eighth race on the card. This is a conditions plate where 10 runners will line up at the 1400 meter mark. And here I'm looking for a very good run from number 4 See It Again. The highest rated runner in the race comes in here with 125 rating, carrying 61 kilos on the back. Rachel Veneker is able to take the 1.5 kilos off. And I do think that See It Again can eventually bounce back to winning ways. Comes back after a 12-week break. The blinkers have been removed. I think this will be a good prep run as he heads towards the Summer Cup at the end of November. Drawn in barrier position 4, got everything in his favour. See It Again for me. My first choice selection ahead of The Biggest Danger, number 8 Royal Victory. For third, I'm going with 1 On My Honour. And fourth, number 3, Gimme Fabulous. 4-8-1-3, the numbers in race number 8. Race number 9 is a B-stakes. This race run over 1,200 metres in a field of 9 runners will contest race 9 on the programme. Let's have a look at the anti-post market. 2.86 to 1 about number 6, Wild Justice. 5 to 1 about number 3, Superfast. Then you can get 5 to 1, number 7, Ishy Squishy Squishy. Next enough is 8, Mifaka at 6.25 to 1. And you can get 7 to 1 and upwards bar those. Where am I going? Race number 9, not easy again. Again, a race where you could probably make a case for at least 4 or 5 of them. I've narrowed my colours to the mast and I'm going for the horse that I do believe could come out of this still unbeaten. And that is number 6, Wild Justice. This horse is unbeaten 2 from 2. Was an easy winner last time out. And I do think that he can keep his unbeaten record intact. He's from the informed stable of Gareth Van Sale. And last time out, he showed lots of toe from the get-go. And he kept all challenges at bay in the run down to the wire. Found another gear in the closing stages and stayed on very nicely to win it by 1.7 lengths. I do believe that this horse is still on the up. There's still further natural progress to come, and this horse could make it 3 from 3. So I'm going 6 Wild Justice to beat number 8 Mpara. To beat number 8 Mfaka. For third, I'm going with number 3 Superfast, and fourth, number 2 Icy Blast. 6, 8, 3, and 2, the numbers race number 9. 20 past 5, race 10. That's the off time of the last race on the program. And again, we are faced with a race where one would think it would get easier, where it just gets a lot more difficult. 4 to 1 the field. In fact, there is 3.03 to 1 about number 8, Fate of Fortune. You can then get 4 to 1, number 9, Navajo Dancer. 5 to 1, number 6, Catavar. 7.14 to 1, number 12, Double Olympic. 8.33 to 1, and upwards the others. So as you can see, not an easy end to the day. D-stakes, 12 runners, 1,200 metres. What do we do? I'm going to go with Catavar. Number 6, currently priced up 5 to 1 in the betting. Although this horse is a model of consistency, and particularly one take that penultimate run into account. Finished 4th, was beaten 5 lengths by Fate of Fortune. And these two do renew rivalry again. And there's pretty little to choose between the two of them again if one takes that particular form line into account. JC Buertus takes 2.5 kilos off the back on 6 Katavar. Rachel Venneker takes 1.5 kilos off number 8 Fate of Fortune. So I'm going to go 6 Katavar to beat number 8 Fate of Fortune. For third, I'm going with number 3 Boom Shakalaka, and fourth, number 12 Double Olympic. And that takes care of our preview of racing on Sunday afternoon at Hollywood Bets Greyville. Trust you'll find the winners, that you'll structure your PIMs nicely, that you'll end up in the winners' queue. Till next time, from me, Ravon, you take care. Cheers for now.